and out of a sudden, I noticed some physical changes. To me, I did not really master how or understand what it could mean. All I noticed was that she was growing fair, and I told her that you are a representation of the African child, and so you are not supposed to bleach. Why is your color changing? She told me the oil she was rubbing was not, and I was like, I'm going to buy you another oil. In my community, there are so many forest parents. As you've seen, these are just a microscopic number of them that are here. That is Madam Naomi. She's my neighbor, and she has 5 children in the forest children band. She's a woman. She noticed that there was something wrong with Jato. She's a person that came and indicated to me with my spouse that Jato might be pregnant. I believe so much in Jato, and I've always tried to live with these children in a way that they should confide in me as much as possible, such that if something happens to them, they should be able to tell me. So I sent money to Jato to give to the mother, because I did not want to take that action. I sent money for Jato to give to the mother. I sent instructions that the mother should take Jato to the hospital and run a couple of tests, and amongst them, a pregnancy test. When I called the mom told me Jato wasn't pregnant. I was like, ah, okay. I discovered that from time to time, I'll invite Jato to town for rehearsals. Jato either say they have a class, maybe they are going to the farm, maybe they have something to do, and she might not come. I insisted that there was an opportunity for her, a serious nomination for her, so she needed to come to town. Jato came, I tarried till about 6 p.m. Then I held her hand, I did not tell her where we were going to. As we moved, I was looking for a discreet hospital where they could do checks on her, until I finally found myself at Ngomgam neighborhood, Ngomgam in Mankon, at Trust in the Lord Health Services. I went to so many medical facilities, but I saw young medical officers which I felt might not be matured enough to handle what is there. Until I met this lady, Madam Quinn, her center. She's a state registered nurse and the proprietress of Trust in the Lord Health Services. She's a witness of this. When we ran tests for Jato, she told me Jato was 6 to 7 months pregnant. For Christ's sake, that was the greatest shock of my life. I've never been so shocked. When she looked at my countenance, she immediately called me behind and begged me that she doesn't know that child, but what she sees in that child has a lot of potential. She doesn't know what the child was doing. I did not even tell her that the child was a musician, or the child was doing anything creative that could impact the world. She just told me that she is not a prophetess, but from what she sees, that child has potentials, and please, she understands that the child is already highly traumatized. The least action I take, this child can fall into depression and maybe kill herself. I tried to explain to her the stakes of the revelation she has made, the stakes of Jato's pregnancy, to my foundation, Kids Hall of Talent Foundation. Ladies and gentlemen, that is a foundation that has existed for about 7 years now. Kids Hall of Talent Foundation, this is the registration document. It is an association that is involved in the development of talent in young children, the promotion and development of talent. Like the moderator said, I'm a basketball coach. I've coached children in my career. I've worked with more than 5,000 children. I travel with children every day, by air, by land, by sea, for competitions, for exhibitions and everything. I have a basketball team that has been 8 times champions in the Northwest region, and we have a medal at the national finals of the Fenner School B Games. I have a strong reputation when it comes to training children. So I told Jato that I think you and your family have definitely conspired to ruin what I've spent millions time dedicated my life to build. My foundation is Kids Hall of Talent Foundation. It is not Parents Hall of Talent Foundation. So there's no place for you here. It is over. That night, I drank so much alcohol. My children have never ever seen me drink that way. And I was so devastated. When everybody slept, I got up in the morning, Jato got up and dry cleaned the floor and disappeared. it then became a burden to me. I called to find out from the parents if they had seen Jato. Nobody had a trace of Jato. I was more traumatized than ever before. I had to start seeking tech experts to see if they can track Jato's number and get to her. I contacted a couple of people online. Mr. Zoe Bruno is a tech expert, an ethical hacker. He was based in South Africa, Johannesburg. I hope he's watching this press conference and he will be able to testify about this. I explained everything to him and told him how confidential he was. He was a person that traced Jato using his hacking skills and got to Jato. And he explained to me that Jato is highly traumatized. And if I don't receive Jato well, it might cause a crisis. I contacted other parents of the Forest Children Band and explained the situation to them. And they were like, it is better we accept the child. We are first of all in a crisis region, a crisis situation where children are suffering. And what if my own daughter got pregnant? What am I going to do? That is a question all of them posed. Moreover, the minister had passed a communique that if girls get pregnant in schools, they should be allowed to study to when they give birth and they can go for a maternity leave. And so if I abandon Jato, this same world that is trying to condemn me today should have said I was hard-hearted. After all, I could still leave her. She goes and gives birth, comes back and continues her life and still picks up the music. What would she think about me abandoning her at the most difficult point in her life? Moreover, if Jato went out there, something happened to her, all the blame would have been on me because all the press here knows Jato and knows about Jato's manager. Nobody knows that Jato has a family. Nobody has ever seen them. I'm not sure anybody has ever seen Jato's mom before, have you? But you must have met me. You must have met Jato. You must have met some of these forest children. So I represent the image. I actually manage the image of Jato Sonita and the brand. So it was imperative for me to protect the brand. And so I called Jato and begged her to come and promised her that I have heard the real story. I'm not going to abandon you. That story that has given you that trauma and pain, I am going to make sure that I'll convert it from pain to gain, from shame to an inspiration. And when the parents begged me and gave me the reasons why they feel that I should not expose the story, I equally felt it was imperative because at that time, Jato was trending in the country. If you listen to what the moderator read here, you discover that in the year 2022, Jato won a lot of awards and did a whole lot of things. That's one of the highest years Jato's achieved a lot in her life. And I must say that that achievement was inspired by the situation that came in because immediately Jato gave birth and came back, that was when I decided to convert Jato from an artist that does renditions in the forest to a professional artist. And her first song was Light Your Fire. I told her, don't bother, I'm going to be with you. I tried to abandon you, but it shows that if I did, you could fall into depression, and that depression could even harm me more. It could even hurt me. It would be a wrong example to the community, to the public, to say that we reject our children when they get pregnant under circumstances as what Jato is facing. So I took Jato and said, Jato, you are going to do Light Your Fire. Your music this time around is going to be an explanation of your story. You are going to use your story to impact the world. You are going to let the world know about your troubles. And that the pain you have been through, you will survive it and you make everybody in this country, in Africa and the world, all the young people to know that despite the pain they face, they can still be a silver lining. Is there a silver lining out of a dark cloud? There's a silver lining out of a dark cloud. And that is why Jato Sonita did, her first official song was titled Light Your Fire. In it, if you listen somewhere in between, she says to all the young people of the world, I want to tell you that no matter the difficulties you are facing in life, I don't know who knows the song. Don't give up. Light your fire and keep it burning. That was the message. And Jato became the leader of the Forest Children Band. We started rallying children in the community that have faced similar problems, children that have been victims of the crisis. and saw how we could give them hope under that banner of the forest children, and to see that all of them will light their fires and they will move from that difficulty they are facing in the forest, they will head to the world. That was a vision that was drawn up for Jato Sonita, and Jato Sonita became Jato Sonita. I doubled my efforts and everything that had to involve the emancipation of young people in this country, Jato Sonita was part of it. Everywhere she introduced herself, she said, I'm from the forest, I represent the Forest Children Band, and whatever thing, my song is Light Your Fire. I'm using it to motivate you people that whatever circumstances you have gone through in life, don't give up, there is hope. Just light your fire and keep it burning. That was the mission. And as a result, Jato traveled over 5 regions in the country to pass that message of light your fire. We went to Limbe in the beach, we gathered young people, we were in Yaoundé here, we visited schools, we visited hospitals, we visited all kinds of places because I wanted her to pass that message. I had assured her that that pain is going to be transformed into something else. Jato Sonita's second song, Warawa, that was a dancing song, they danced in the forest. And in it, she's trying to say that this is a song for everybody to dance, despite your differences, despite even the problems you are facing, come together, let's dance. And Jato Sonita's third song was Sofa Pikin. Abi Sofa Pikin, that's her story. Tell my mama for kitchen, say, I be sorry if I did trunk hate for you. Those are the words that Jato was trying to use her life to transmit in her music. And as the days went by, all the other children either served as extras in her videos or they were dancing. In order to get all these other children that have become part of the band, and some of whom joined the band, to be able to have this psychological first aid that will enable them to free themselves from this trauma, we needed a concept that would get all of them engaged in it. And as such, we designed the body dance concept where everybody is either a dancer or a singer. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the story. And it is for this reason why a civilian will write something on Facebook. Instead of responding to him, I decided to call the whole world to come and sit here because I think there is an important story that needs public attention. There is Shuri Peniel. She was raped when she was 3 years old. That's her. Her father is here assisting us technically. All her documents and everything is here. She brought Shuri Peniel in order to get psychological relief and redemption from the trauma the child was facing because the child was experiencing depression. When the child came and met with her peers, some of whom's homes were burnt down at Alachu, like Gang Precious, that joint, and a host of children from whom. Take note, Forest Children is a multicultural group of children from all the regions, of all the divisions in the Northwest region. We have children from Dunga, Mantungo, Kitunja, Mezam, Buyi, Boyo, and Menchu. So when these children met together, with Jato leading them, most of them started having hope. And we built, I was able to communicate with them, I was able to teach them a lot, teach them music, dancing, public speaking, sports, education, and they had that corporate social responsibility for the community. And what we picked was to protect the forest, was to advocate for climate change. Because if they were saved by the forest, they need to say something to the world that will inspire other young people that can take action, that can bring positive development to the community. And so they engaged in their normal activities and they took upon themselves that aspect of advocating, fighting climate change and advocating for the protection of the environment. So, ladies and gentlemen, when I saw Clemento posting this, I immediately called the parents. The parents were like, please, you know how much this story hurts this child. You know the pain and the trauma Jato has gone through and how the promises we've made to her. I personally know that when I see things like this, it hurts you too. Let's try to still give some time. I tried to make it sound as if it was a burst. But the level at which it was going, I had to coerce her. I had to get legal advice, and even my legal team called her and made her understand the importance of passing out this story. I said, I'm not going to pass out this story just through a Facebook post, as they are saying. But JATO is going to stand out here, and that's why we invited the national and international press. We invited NGOs, we invited activists to come and hear the story. Because I think it is time for the world to hear that children are victims of crimes. And it is time for us to understand what is actually happening here, and to know that in that part of the Northwest region, there are children that are victims of a situation, and we are trying to give them hope. In another dimension, I think Mr. Clemento has actually given us an opportunity. But for the damage it's going to cost, as far as the mental health of JATO Sonita, which myself, the community, these younger children look up to as their role model, and the fact that Mr. Clemento accused me of impregnating JATO Sonita, something I'm debunking here in front of everybody, we are going to take legal action against that. Mr. Clemento mentioned a lot. He said, I sent away my wife. Before JATO met me, before I started working with most of the children I work with, I was single. I got engaged. I'm not legal. I was not legally married. I was in a courtship with a lady. I worked with it while working with these children. We had a disagreement. She left, and the children were still there. She herself, over the years, have threatened to ruin me. She has sent me a lot of messages threatening my life, telling me how she is going to ruin this band. And besides that, I had a serious conflict with Clemento and Co. when I started training a kid before. His name was Kowan. I am a professionally trained instructor, youth counselor. I know the gymnastics of how to deal with children and bring out the best in them. When I ever engage an activity, we have fans that come in to join with me without understanding the techniques and the tactics that are involved in it. There was a conflict, and so we separated. I deliberately refused to train the child. Ever since, Clemento has been trying to get on my nerves. He has been trying to see how he can ruin me, and that is why they brought out these stories. Moreover, Clemento said, I disabled my Facebook account and sent JATO Sonita away to live with her biological father in Bafusam. At the end of this, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to be pressing charges, because Mr. Clemento is going to bring who has been furnishing him with those information and where JATO Sonita's biological father is. Because at the moment when that post was coming out, JATO Sonita was not in Bafusam, neither was JATO Sonita with his biological father. So all of those are going to be addressed. Mr. Clemento equally said that I disabled my Facebook account because I was trying to cover up something. I have here a screenshot. Probably due to time constraints, Madam, the moderator, I might not be able to bring out all those things here, but when need arises, I'll bring them out in a competent jurisdiction. Mr. Clemento said, I disabled my account, but on the 6th of August, my account was disabled, and I've been struggling to get technical advice, technical services to restore my account. So I want to debunk everything here that Mr. Clemente said, except for the fact that JATO has a baby. An aspect that, as a parent, because I'm a parent to all my children, I'm a parent to the community, I'm a role model to the community, I am a young man that has a vision to make this country, to make the world know that one of the ways we can make the world a better place is by impacting the lives of young people. If we take these children that don't have hope, we find out what positive thing they have that they can contribute to the society and work on it, they'll be able to create impact. Ladies and gentlemen, has JATO not been creating the kind of impact that we all can applaud in this country? Has he not been doing it?
Yes.
That is proof that out of pain, out of a dark cloud, we can have a silver lining. If we concentrate on developing the talents of our kids, they can grow and become something. I made a couple of posts on Facebook as if I was apologizing. I did that because I wanted as much attention to this as possible. I didn't do it because I was apologizing to Clemento or anything. I wanted it to actually go viral, more viral, so that all of you will sit and see the interest of coming to listen to JATO's story and to understand that in Cameroon, in the Northwest region, there is a group of children called the Forest Children. And why are they called the Forest Children? There was a crisis, they were not going to school, some of their homes were burnt, some of them are victims of rape, victims of or so many other negative consequences of the crisis, and they decided to run into the forest for safety, and decided to make use of their talents, which they want to go out now to the world to show the world what they have been learning and what they can add positively to the development of our country and the world. I want to thank you.